In Wisconsin and other states, the federal government pays for contraceptives under Medicaid to prevent unintended and expensive pregnancies. The idea is to save taxpayer dollars up front. The program has critics. There have been state legislative efforts to limit eligibility. And at the federal level, Medicaid officials want changes that family planning clinics aren't willing to make. For instance, eliminating confidentiality for minors. Whether another waiver is granted may depend on working out these differences. Lon Newman from the Wisconsin Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association says increased federal requirements may kill a program conservatives dislike.
So basically, it's a very heavy-handed bargaining tactic to say, well, you either agree to our terms or we're going to end the program.
Wisconsin's two senators are among those in Congress who've urged passage of a bill making it easier for states to get family planning waivers. Wisconsin's waiver for the family planning program ends December 31st. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.